The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Achana leTfilas Yom Ha'Yivayim. Achein ten pastacha b'rachas Atzmaut HaKodesh. Shalom. I continue with the tefillahs of Yom Ha'Yivayim. Today we are going to speak about the bracha Ata Kodesh that has a very major addition on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. It's so big that very often we forget that what we're adding to the bracha is part of Ata Kodesh. Now the Yom Ha'Yivayim, when we say Ata Kodesh, we start with Ata Kodesh Shemach Kodesh, Kodesh Mechol Yom Yalu Chotela, which is the beginning of the bracha. Before we say Baruch Ata Shem Akela Kodesh, here we say Amelach Kodesh, but then we say four different paragraphs: Chein Ten Pachtecho, Hashem Shepuk Yofir, and the entire Bria, everything that was created, should be in awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hold HaKadosh Baruch Hu in awe. We should bow down to Him. We should all get together. Yatsukulum Akuda Achas. That's not the way we're showing. Like we know that that's the truth, if you're in control. But right now it's just the idea. We want it to be something that's recognized by everybody. And not only recognized by everybody, something that will guide our behavior. Then we say we're yearning to give cover to Klal Yisrael, to the people of Yishmayim, people of Doyesh Hashem, waiting for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then to the land, Simcha Abtecho, Tosno Leirecho, Mirus Kerem Zavad Abtecho, Yichus Nehru Ben Yishai Mishichecho, HaMashiach B'mehir Yemenu. And then the Simcha of the Tzadikim, Yiru Yismofu. And we entered with Simlucha Toshem Levadecha. You will rule all by yourself for the Beis HaMikdash. And the entire world would recognize that. It is all one bracha. It's not a whole bunch of other things that are not shaykh to the bracha. The idea behind this bracha is Kodesh Ato. We're saying Ato Kodesh Shimcha Kodesh means you are holy, but specifically means holy in respect that you are uplifted above all the lowliness of the physical world. Physical world, people are dragged by the Yetzer and after things that are not even fitting for them, for their behavior. So all kinds of physical pleasures will just make them into animals, running after COVID, power, frustrating themselves, the whole life, so much unnecessary waste of energy, unnecessary pain, unnecessary frustration, because the physical side of ourselves is the dominant side. Because Bo is not like that, and that's why Hashem is emes and chesed, all the needed savers in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because there's nothing dragging him down. He sees the truth in everything, because he's Elikim emes, which is the essential theme of the Tzila of Rosh Hashanah, Elikim Emes. Everything he does is Emes. And everything is permeated with Chesed. Chesed of Hashem, because the whole world is created for the Chesed. That's Kodesh. It's not a situation like Kodesh, but Chesed of Hashem. A person rebels against Hashem, so Hashem holds something against him. So Hashem is Emes and Chesed. The terrible thing was the person did, that he disconnected himself from his source of life. I'm a source of chesed. There's no human type of reactions of being insulted. Chesed shalom. It's all pure. L'kadoshim l'chol yomi l'chotzelo. We said that kadoshim that always praise Hashem. Malachi Hashem. That's also referring to the Klal Yisrael. So every member, every one of us has a Hashem l'kadoshim, which is kodesh. That's our essence of Klal Yisrael. We're kadoshim. We're uplifted, and there we could always praise Hashem. We could focus on the good of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, And we desire always to have more clarity that the Emes part of ourselves, the Kodesh part of ourselves, should be the dominant part and not the Yetzer Hara. And the course of the year and the Hanami, we're somewhere in the middle, we're Beinonim. Sometimes the Yetzer Tov overrides, sometimes the Yetzer Hara gets us to do things. And as Hashanah, again, the Yerim, when we're saying our tefillos, we're saying our deepest desire from within ourselves, we want to be part of the Kedusha of Hashem. We want to be the Kedusha that inhales you every day. And we express this by our bakoshas, our requests. We say we want the fear and the awe of Hashem be recognized by everybody. The entire world should recognize you because we realize this is the emes of the world. Like we said, we know this is the truth. The problem is we know this is the truth in our minds. We don't feel it 100%. If we feel it 100%, we'd have a life full of simcha, full of being amedushne oinek, satiated with the pleasure of being the chosen nation of Hashem, opportunity to do mitzvahs. Nothing would bother us. We'd never be dragged past our yetzer hara with our whims of our yetzer hara. That's what we're saying. We're waiting for the day that will become so obvious that the whole world will recognize it, and surely we will recognize it. The Yesu Kula Guda Achas, the entire Bria, the Jews, non-Jews, everybody will get together. It won't be one. Aguda means different type of people connected. It won't be one. We'll never be one with the Goyim, because there are different Madriga, but at least the recognition and the glory of Hashem will be recognized by everybody.
Kol HaLashon.
Be guided by that. No more wars, no more immorality, no more stealing, no more murder. Only the desire to emulate a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And together with that, we want Kovid, Lamecho, Nirecho, Doshecho. The biggest question of mine is when everybody recognizes that those that serve Hashem are the ones who are successful. They get the special Kovid from Hashem. That's what we're saying. We want it to be clear. If we're clear to everybody, the only true Kovid is a person who is Shema Toya Mitzvahs, and Isaac Vitoya, learning Toya, doing Chasodim. Everybody would want to do that. And unfortunately, in our time, people have all kinds of other things. Machabit wealth, machabit power, sometimes more so than the real things. We want that to become clear. The real COVID is for the ones who are here in Shemayim, the ones who are beseeching HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then that brings us to the next level of the Simcha. Tremendous Simcha, when everything fits into place, that's Simcha. Simcha Atzecha, Sosam Lirecha. When we have a tremendous, wonderful feeling that how fortunate we are to get it right. How fortunate we are that even when the world was so confused, we realized that Yisrael is a Mokim HaMekudesh, and Yerushalayim is Mekudesh Mimenu, the base of Mekudesh is in war. Holier than that. We have that all. And when that comes out, the Tzaddikim are going to be full of Simcha, the Yeshurim, the righteous. Everyone will be full of Simcha. We're saying we're part of those people. We realize this is what we are. Whether we're Beinonim, still, deep down we're Tzaddikim. Deep down we have that Neshama Kedusha, that desire so much to be a Tzaddik and a Chosid and a Yosher. The Lord said, Tikvot Tzpi of a Kolarisha Kula Koshin Tichle. Well, even the world will be like Oshun, like some smoke just blown away in the wind. All those powerful things that seem to run the world now, the different governments and the different ideals, the different movements. They look like they can't be moved. It's impossible to change them. In 1 second, it'll disappear. Like that. We had an emotional for that not too long ago. 30 years ago, however long ago it was, but there was communism. And one day, the whole thing disappeared. It took a different form. It's an initial form of communism. And one day, everybody woke up and they realized, this is a fake. It's nothing. Throw it in the garbage. Knock down all the statues, etc. That's what we're yearning for in this bracha. You will be recognized as the leader, the king of the world, from Hatzion, from Yerushalayim. It says, Yimel Hashem Lo'ilam, Kayer Tzion. This is all part of the bracha of Kedusha. The third bracha of Shmoneh Esrei is Atah Kodesh. We recognize Hashem is uplifted. recognition of Kedoshim B'chol Yom. We are uplifted. Our essence. We add our lives is our neshama. Yeah, the Yetzer, once again, he gets the better side of us during the year. This is Avodah and Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, to remind ourselves and strengthen within ourselves that the Yetzer is not me. That's an outside force that Hashem put into me for me to overpower it. The real me is this person who's saying, Kedoshim B'chol Yom, Aluch Othela. Today I'm praising Hashem. Today I'm yearning for the world the way I really want it to be. All those things I may be running after in the course of the year, I realize now it's still. The whole thing is recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yilmachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the cover that one, or Eid Hashem, and Eretz Yisrael, and Beis HaMikdash will get, and the Malchus will be revealed. There's no force other than you. This is the last words of the thing. This is the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is elevated. Hashem Tzvokis, Hashem Midas HaRachamim, with judgment. The judgment is a way to elevate the Midas HaRachamim. V'kel HaKadosh Nikdash V'Tzdoka, and the Tzdoka that he does, always doing more than is necessary. The Snimish is sent in for us. This is the Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing can take him away from that. No evil act that we do will take him away from that type of thing. And this is the greatness. This is the Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's always focused. Vayigvah Hashem. Hamishpot. Yes, we do need Hamishpot. Hamelech Hamishpot. It is judgment. It is dinim now. Our life is on the line. It is frightening. Who knows what will be needed for this coming year. But we know that behind this mishpat is Hashem Tzvokes, the Midas HaRachem of Hashem, the Tzdok of Hashem. And that's why we're setting ourselves up in the special Shemur Esrei of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And all these things are part of this special bracha of HaMelech HaKodesh, Ato Kodesh, Shimcha Kodesh. That's what we're doing. We're starting, if we start the central part of the tefillah, we're putting ourselves in our Kodesh Lohan position. You are Kodesh, and I am Kodesh. And that's my deepest desire, that the Kodesh that I have should be the running part that's going to run my life. And in years to come, the time's going to come, that's going to run the entire planet's life, the entire universe's life. We're all going to recognize that. And we're going to be full of simcha that we got it right already before Mashiach came. We are with you, our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Always to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And use this Rosh Hashanah, Yitzhak Hashem, this year is going to be the most special Rosh Hashanah we ever had in our life. Whether we're in the shul or at home, it's different than every year before. We're living through a period that's more natural to be able to feel these things. And I'm going to take it seriously, and it's going to make such a tremendous Yitzhak Hashem. Nikdash b'tzdoka, v'yitzoicha to the tzdoka Hashem, to the rachim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A wonderful year ahead. Beit Yeshua to all of us. Shalom.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.